I had talked about Mr. Gold before, but Dr. DiNardo, you mentioned earlier that, that the goal of therapy in someone who's getting sort of low intensity therapy would be, I guess just to keep them going, and MRD might not be that important in terms of quality of life. Would you give, I mean, you mentioned this earlier, but would you keep Mr. Gold on maintenance HMA venetoclax forever, or would you drop the HMA, or would you drop the venetoclax, or how would you do this?
In general, I never recommend stopping either the HMA or the venetoclax in patients I have that are doing well on both. I will say that I've had some patients say, doc, I've had, 6 cycles or 12 cycles of this and I'm done. And, I'm not going to, tie them to the infusion chair and make them continue on therapy. So I have a handful that have stopped of their own accord. And I will say about half of them have relapsed and half of them haven't. So they're, I don't recommend it as a strategy, but I think one thing that maybe could be a strategy as we're here talking about maintenance therapy in the future is, what about using CC486 with venetoclax and transitioning to an all oral kind of outpatient regimen? So that's really appealing to me, although certainly we need the evidence to suggest that that's the best approach. But yes, I tend not to kind of switch from a lower intensity therapy to a maintenance one because they really are essentially already on a lower intensity ongoing therapy, which you could almost consider a maintenance in and of itself.